One little girl, Deborah Kleiman, who learned to love animals and went on to lead the field of conservation biology, has died. In college, she became so dedicated to the subject that she brought a baby dingo home to her mother's home for the summer. It wrecked the basement. Kleiman went on to become one of the first female scientists at the National Zoo here in Washington, D.C., where she started working in 1972. Well, Deborah Kleiman died last week. She was 67.
Of all her work, two things stand out: saving a species of South American monkey and figuring out how giant pandas behave. First, the monkeys, golden lion tamarins. They were dying out in Brazil. Kleiman's innovative idea was to convince zookeepers around the world to step in to help. She selected monkeys most likely to pass on healthy genes, and then she sent pairs of them off to mate at zoos. The offspring were eventually reintroduced to the jungle, where they thrive, a model of conservation of a species and its habitat.
As for the pandas, her research changed the way zoos treated the creatures. Back when the first pandas arrived from China at the National Zoo, they were separated. But Kleiman figured out that pandas are actually very social. She helped change zoo policy, and the pandas were housed together.
Conservation biologist Deborah Kleiman leaves her mother, her husband, three stepdaughters, and four grandchildren, and many grateful tamarins and pandas.
This is NPR.
Funding for The Hidden World of Girls is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.